weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
The demand for affordable homes in Cambridge and surrounding villages has never been greater. Caxton is the location of a new housing scheme that has been built to provide affordable homes for rent for tenants with a strong link to the village. We've been to Ermine Street in Caxton to find out why Cambridge-based housing provider CHS Group is working in conjunction with South Cam's District Council and parish councils to tackle the housing crisis. Phil Minot starts his report by visiting the new home of Katie and Dan.
Hi, looking for Katie and Dan?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello,
hello, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Good, thank you.
First of all, thank you for letting us come into your lovely new house here in Ermine Street, Caxton.
You're welcome.
It's lovely. At home already. How long have you been here?
Since the 8th of February.
And how important is it for you to have been offered this house and for you to become a tenant here?
It just makes life a lot easier for us, to be honest.
It was a good opportunity for us. I feel so lucky to have been given this opportunity. I really do, and I'm really appreciative of it. I already feel like we're home, and we haven't even been there that long, so it's lovely.
And do you have connections with Caxton?
We used to live in Lower Camborne. I actually work on Ermine Street as well. And my son and my daughter goes to school now, but my son goes to the CHS Group nursery in Camborne. So there's a few there.
How long have you been looking for accommodation before you moved here?
7 years. I'm not joking. 7 years.
Really?
Yep. She's being serious. 7 years.
In this area?
In this area.
Because you're obviously a dynamic young couple. Mm. How do you find the current housing situation?
Really hard. It's expensive. It is really expensive. It's hard to look to get mortgages or save for anything when we're both working, and if you're privately renting and things like that, it's hard to save for anything. So it's been a real big struggle. I basically work to pay nursery bills, and then I get my little extras, which pay for my hair bills. But
it's a very nice hair.
Thank you.
Dan, you were meant to say that yourself, Dan. Anyway, look, best of luck. Thank you ever so much, and have a wonderful future in your new home.
Thank you so much. I really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
See you later.
Claire Ashby, you're here from the National Housing Federation, and you represent the housing bodies and organisations who provide housing for people.
That's right, yeah. We work with housing associations across the country who are providing affordable housing in villages like Caxton and beyond.
So we're here today, just outside Caxton, on Ermine Street, and we're in a development here of approximately 10 houses, I think it's 10 houses here, of which the majority are for rental with Cambridge Housing Society. How many of these schemes are on pipeline across the country?
Well, we know that housing associations are building more and more homes and have an ambition to do a lot more. In fact, what we're finding from our own research is that housing associations are increasing the number of homes they're building for the low rents outside of government programs, so that they have a commitment to continue to build at low rents and make that happen through finding ways of funding it. For example, through building for some homes for sale and then using the income to subsidise the rented housing. And we see a lot more of that going on. And, you know, we see a lot of ambition in housing associations to help meet the housing crisis and deliver the homes that the country needs.
Nigel Howlett, you're Chief Executive for Cambridge House Society, and this is your project.
Yes, so at CHS we've now tripled the number of affordable homes we're building each year as a result of renegotiating with our banks. So we're looking to build somewhat over 100 new affordable homes this year. All of that's done without any government funding at all. So the money is raised through money we make from our surpluses and through money that we borrow from banks. If we can get some government money through the devolution deal for Greater Cambridgeshire or from the Homes and Communities Agency, then we'll be able to build more than the homes we're building at the moment, which would be great.
So the people who are going to be living here, where do they come from?
They all have a strong connection with Caxton. So they all either used to live here and have had to move away, or they work here, or they have family here. And many of them also work quite locally as well. So of the residents here, we have a nursery in Camborne, which is just a few miles away. So we have residents here who have their children at our nursery, and we've also got residents here who've worked in our nursery.
Now, not far away from us, just across the hill, we can see Camborne, where there's plans to put a couple of thousand more houses. North Stowe's not that far away, the same thing again. We have Water Beach, the other side of Cambridge, the same thing again. Why should we worry about these small projects?
Well, I think it's really important to see that we have more housing coming forward wherever we can do it. And absolutely, in Cambridgeshire, there are a number of very big strategic sites bringing forward thousands of homes. And they're great, you know, and it's great to build the infrastructure in from the beginning for some of those. But it's also really important for villages to continue to, you know, keep the life in the village, keep people here, keep children in the schools and so on. And so there is always a need for these small village schemes, as well as opportunities that come up within towns and infill sites and reusing land, as well as the very large schemes. I wouldn't say anyone is more important than the other necessarily. They're all part of the picture. And the reality is we have to build many, many more homes, so it all counts towards it.
So you, as I say, you have an overview of the whole UK, really, in the housing situation. Is there anything unique about the situation in Cambridge, you see?
I think Cambridgeshire is absolutely a standard bearer for an area which has embraced growth and has decided across the local authorities working in conjunction with each other, across political party lines and with a number of partners, to really focus on delivering more homes and, you know, big economic growth. And of course, it's a very unique place because of Cambridge and the economy around Cambridge. But actually, that decision, which goes back kind of 20 years to in terms of the collaboration, you know, you see it really now bearing fruit in terms of the big new schemes and sites that come forward. And there are other parts of the country that look on Cambridgeshire and say, oh, you know, they seem to have really, you know, got their act together in there, and I would like to replicate that, because places without enough homes are having a lag on economic growth, and they are struggling because they just don't have the homes available for people who are working there. And that's something that I think, you know, they are really making an effort here to do.
So, Nigel, there you have it. Everyone's looking at what you're doing here in Cambridge and the surrounding areas. What makes it different from other housing societies?
Well, we've been around for 90 years, and in those 90 years, we've started providing a wide range of not just affordable housing, but also care and support services. So we do everything from earliest childcare to end-of-life dementia care. So what we do is we provide a really wide range of things in Cambridgeshire, which are all about giving people a better quality of life and giving them opportunities that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
OK, we're going to let you go off and enjoy some cake with the new happy tenants here as well. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Councillor Peter Topping, you're leader of South Cambridgeshire District Council. This development we're in now, when it comes to ticking off how many houses we need in the area over the next decade, this really isn't going to tick a lot of it, is it?
Well, that's true. But on the other hand, these sorts of sites can get built very, very quickly. Whereas if you're talking about 7,000 houses at Water Beach or couple of thousand more at Camborne West, that's going to take a very long time to come on stream, because you've got to build the infrastructure. And the advantage of a little settlement like this is it's already part of the village, and that's what we're looking for.
So do you see more of these coming on scheme?
Well, we would like to see a lot of these coming on scheme, because first of all, it's meeting an immediate need, and everyone I talk to says to me that they want, you know, houses, affordable houses in the villages that they grew up in, so that their children can go to the same school. So, you know, getting these small schemes going on a site like this, where it's already starting to blend in with the village, is just perfect. And of course, we need the big sites as well to be built, but as I say, they take a lot of time to get right, because you've got to build the infrastructure. Here the infrastructure already exists, and now it's just for people to move in and enjoy the housing.
Councillor Peter Topping there, leader of South Cam's District Council, and he was speaking to Cambridge 105's Phil Minot. It's 19 minutes now before 6.